Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bucko's got 44 days before Pirate Fest. Do you think that they'll bring in an A-list player prior to Pirate Fest? That could be the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Pirates reportedly in talks with the Tampa Bay Rays to get Brandon Lau. Brandon Lau, who is a second baseman and an outfielder who hit 31 homers last year. He only has 1 year left on his deal, which doesn't give me pause. I don't care. Mm-mm. Go get him. Mm-hmm. The one thing that makes me nervous would be trading with the Rays. They tend to fleece people.
Yes.
They have fleeced the Pirates in the past. Shane Baz, Tyler Glasnow, things of that nature. But I want a guy who's got pop, and he's got pop. And I almost feel like if you're going to attract a free agent, you might have to make a move like this first. You might have to show the baseball world, the baseball industry, that you are serious about making a push. Like, let's just say for a second, like, Kyle Schwarber, that deal was legit. And I'm Kyle Schwarber, and I can take the same money or more money to go to the Pirates or the Orioles or the Phillies. Well, I know the Phillies are serious.
Uh-huh.
Do I know the Orioles are serious beyond bringing me in? Do I know the Pirates are serious beyond bringing me in? If I'm Kyle Schwarber, I might think, okay, what do the Pirates look like if they're exactly the same as last year's team, but with me added to it? Are they going to do anything else?
No. No. Well, you would think probably not, because
right,
I'm the big fish, yeah.
I'm the big fish. They're paying me $150 million or whatever it would have taken to get it done. And are they going to spend money on anybody else? If you got a Brandon Lau via trade, you bring him in. Maybe if I'm a free agent now, I go, okay, well, there's a little line of protection, and that's going to help out O'Neill Cruz. It's going to help out Brian Reynolds. And now I'm one of the pieces. I'm not just the guy. I think that could probably go a long way. Because if not, I think the Pirates have to pay a Pirates tax.
Uh-huh.
And you might have to go above and beyond what other big market teams are willing to do, because you'd have to take more money to come here if you don't really believe that there's going to be any kind of contention.
Yeah, I just wonder what the other sales pitch is, too. I mean, there has to be multiple. It can't just be the money. What is the other sales pitch for the Pirates? Is it Paul Skeens? Like, I mean,
because how long is he going to be around?
Exactly.
Like, a texter just wrote in, if I'm a guy who's going to sign someplace for 4 or 5 years, like, how long is Skeens going to be around? Skeens would be the big selling point, to the point where Jason Mackey reported that the Pirates might have Skeens be cold calling guys. Like, hey, come to Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
You need more than Paul.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, Thorin? At 412-928-9370. Chuck in Uniontown calling up. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Good morning. Thanks. And Merry Christmas and New Year to you.
Same to you, Chuck. Well,
thanks. Let me say this. Number one, the Pirates play right now. They're paying for the sins of the last 5-10 years. But because their reputation is so negative and so bad and so buffoon-like, nobody wants to come here. What they're going to have to do, they're probably going to have to overpay somebody or go overboard to get somebody interested. But they're going to have to see. What I want to see is somebody who chooses the Pirates over another contender, because the Pirates made people believe that they're serious about doing something now. But it's going to be tough because, as I said, the reputation is so bad. But if you get one person as the vanguard, the forerunner that comes here and says, with schemes here and since a good free agent or trade come here, if I hear, this might be a place for other people to come. It takes one domino to start.
I think you're exactly right, Chuck. And so, like, I've talked about Brandon Lau. Like, if you trade for Brandon Lau, perhaps that could help you then entice a free agent to want to come play here. On the flip side, like Ketel Marte, who would be an awesome get for the Pirates, the Bucks are on his no-trade list. He didn't want to come here. But if you maybe got a free agent, then maybe you could swing a deal for him because maybe he'd take you off that list if he saw that you were serious about winning. So those are similar situations but kind of flipped around. Mm-hmm. You need to show that you're willing to compete. You have to, or else you need a shoe to drop is what I'm saying. And Chuck, go ahead.
It's going to be tough because, as I said, the Pirates' reputation over the last 10, 20 years is so bad. I've said before, the toughest thing in sports to do is to flip the culture from losing to winning.
Yeah.
And when you're in the bad plight as the Pirates are, you have to go overboard. But I will just tell you the my last three words that I've said all along, don't trade Keller, period.
It sounds like they're pretty open, and thank you so much for the call, Chuck. You be good, all right, buddy?
Thanks.
Call back anytime. We'd love to hear from you. The thing that is out there now is that, you know, I don't think they'd be opposed to a Mitch Keller trade, but it does sound like they might be willing to move a young pitcher.
Yep.
Which I'm fine with either. Mm-hmm. You need bats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for more financial flexibility, then it would be Keller. But I'm starting to think Keller's not going to yield as much in a trade as
not at this point.
No,
there was a time.
Well, even at the deadline, it didn't seem like, you know, who we talked to? Was it Bob Nightingale who said, you know, teams are viewing Keller as more of a 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
than a 2 or 3. And that still might be a reality. I don't care. If you move Keller, great. If you move Burrows instead, great. You can't be moving multiple starting pitchers as far as I'm concerned, but you could probably afford to part with one more. 412-928-9370. I'll add to Chuck's point, too. Like, they're paying for their sins. When we think about 2013 and the lead up to that, the last good piece of Pirates history, last good era of Pirates history, I mean, the guys they brought in, like Russell Martin, that was a big deal for them, but it was all reclamation project guys. It was like A.J. Burnett, who was up and down,
mm-hmm.
who was trying to bounce back, and you go out and you get him. It's Liriano who you get, and then you wind up paying him. But he was a reclamation project. And then by the point where you're trying to add other guys, you had already won, and you had shown that you had won, and so it became different. You don't have the we've been winning thing to fall back on. And a reclamation project right now ain't going to be good enough.
No.
I mean, they tried that with the Rowdy Tellezes of the world, and it didn't work out. They're also paying for their sins of the deadline from 2 years ago and last offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.